Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my
Dr. Gerard Curry.
Look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at something about fear. And the title of this message is Fear Attracts Attack. Fear in your life will attract the attack. And we're going to give you scriptures to prove that. And we don't want to be in fear, because fear renders faith helpless. But we should have more faith than we have fear, because they work the same way, but there's a difference between the two that you need to see, you need to understand, and need to realize that fear will render faith helpless. Like when Peter was walking on the water and he looked at the circumstances around him, he got into fear and he began to sink, where he was walking on the water in faith before fear got a hold of him. So we want to eradicate fear from out of our lives. So let's continue and pick up where we left off yesterday.
When you have fear, like they're peddling, non-stop peddling fear. When you have fear like that, it's having faith in the devil's power to harm you rather than God's promise to protect you. And fear works like faith. In fact, it shouldn't even be, because faith, you think about it, faith is something that's been accomplished by Jesus 2,000 years ago. He said, I took a whipping on my back so you can be healed. Right? Is that correct? Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2, 24, Matthew 8, 17, all of these scriptures talking about your healing. Now, how many of you believe Jesus lived and died? Well, we believe about Jesus because we read what happened to him and we have the Holy Spirit to show us. Is that correct? So it actually happened that he got our healing for us. It actually happened where he became poor so we could be rich. It's a done deal. So I'm actually getting faith and belief in something that's been taken care of, the finished work of the cross. So my faith is not just out there grasping at, you know, straws and anything that I can grab a hold of. I'm going to the Word of God. The Word of God is true. So my healing is a fact, taken care of 2,000 years ago. My finances 2,000 years ago, protection, all of that stuff got me into the covenant 2,000 years ago. So faith has got something to grab onto. But fear, on the other hand, is something that has not happened. Remember, faith is something that has happened. Fear is something that has not happened, but the devil telling you it's going to happen. How do you know they're going to fire you? How do you know your company's going to go bang? How do you know you're going to get the sickness? The devil brings fear to you. You're not going to get it. There's no proof. What proof is there? I've got proof at the Word of God for faith. I've got proof. There were over 500 people that rose from the dead and walked on the earth when Jesus died. People saw them, spoke to them. We've got proof written by people that gave their lives for what they believed. They were too scared before Jesus died. They ran and hid, all of them. Peter denied him, but after the crucifixion, the burial, they were hiding. And then Mary came and said, he's alive. And they ran down to the tomb and they found it empty. And then he visited with them more than once. And he was with them for 40 days before he left. And then 50 days, the Holy Spirit came. And so this proof of existence, death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. After they saw Jesus, they got killed, martyred. They said, you can kill me, do what you want. Hang me, cut my head off, put me upside down on the cross. But I believe in Jesus. They saw it. We've got proof positive that faith has got something to grab onto. Now, fear comes from the devil, and he puts suggestions and thoughts in your head that you're going to get it. They're going to fire you. Oh, it's going to be bad. The stock market is going to crash. And you hear the people saying it's going to crash, it's going to crash, it's going to crash. Let me tell you what happened just recently. When the stock market took its biggest plunge a couple of months ago, my stocks went up. My shares, I went to my wife, I said, I mean, this is uncanny. It's amazing. Because we were thinking, should we sell, what should we do? I said, I'm just hanging on. It went up. All of mine went up. Not one went down. Everything else went down. Who said it's going to happen to you? Who said it's going to affect you? Who said you're going to get coronavirus? Who said the economy is going to make you no money? Who said you're not going to have money? Who said your children are going to have that problem? Who said there's going to be an accident? Who said they'll be addicted? Who said? Not God. God said the very opposite. And if God said the opposite, you can grab onto what God said. That's called faith. When the devil comes with his lie, people are grabbing onto something that doesn't exist. It does not exist. Healing does exist. You see, the curse brought the sickness and all the chaos and mayhem in the world, brought on by the fall. But Jesus redeemed us from the curse. I've got faith in God. I've got something tangible to grab onto. So when fear comes and it renders a person helpless because you're believing a lie of the devil. It's a lie from the pit of hell. It's terrorist tactics. Terrorism in action. Come on, you got to get a hold of this thing. Amen. And just as surely, listen, as faith moves the hand of Almighty God, fear moves the hand of our arch enemy, the devil. Faith moves the hand of God. Fear moves the hand of the enemy, Satan. When you get into fear, you open the door. Remember Job? Point in case, right? Job said in Job 3:25, and I know I've got that somewhere. Oh, in actual fact, here it is. Praise God. All right, Job 3:25, look, he says this. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. You see, just as God must have the vehicle of faith to bring blessings into your life, the enemy must have the vehicle of fear to bring curses into your life. Faith brings blessings, fear brings cursing. Faith brings the blessing. Fear brings the curses. Amen? You see that? The Voice translation says this. What I feared most descends on me, my nightmare, now reality. God's word says it this way. What I fear most overtakes me. What I dread happens to me. You see, that is the law of attraction. If I fear something and it brings that something to me, that has to be law of attraction. And that falls in line with Proverbs 23:7. As the man thinks in his heart, and that's the subconscious, so is he. I will live what I believe. I will live my theology. I will live what's in my system. That's what I live out there. That's what I said. If I'm broken, yeah, don't expect to be prosperous out there. I've got to become prosperous in here, and then I'll be prosperous out there. Amen. Now, Job, think about Job. He was the most righteous man on the earth, so don't think of him. Oh, he was the most righteous man in the earth. And he had good reason to write, what I feared the most has come upon me. Because Job, when the devil came to attack Job, and we know it was the devil, it tells us in chapter 1, wasn't God, it was the devil. To God, he said, you got a hedge of protection around him. And God knew that he had seen that the protection was down. And the thing was that Job was every weekend in fear. He was in fear every weekend. When his children had been having a dinner or get together, he thought they were doing something unholy. So he would go in fear to offer sacrifices for their sin. Every week they were there. And he opened the door through fear. The thing he said, he's the one who said, the thing that I greatly feared came to me. So he was operating out of fear from the devil, and what he was worried about and fearing happened to him. Law of attraction. Can you say amen? Amen. As a Christian, we cannot afford to be comfortable or complacent with fear. Give no place to fear in your life. Some people say, well, a little fear is good. No, there's no fear is good. God said, I've not given you a spirit of fear. No fear is good. Say, no fear is good. Now, wisdom and sense is good. I don't want to stand on the edge of the cliff because it's wise not to. Don't say, well, I fear because I'm going to fall over. I've got enough wisdom not to go close to it, so I don't fear. No fear is good. Tell your neighbor, say, no fear is good. You don't want to be in fear, and you don't want your children to be in fear. You don't want your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. You don't want anyone to sit and play with the stuff of the devil. It's terrorist tactics. Put you in fear, render you helpless. Peter walking on the water, got into fear, sunk like a stone. You cannot let it happen to you, amen? You must identify fear and conquer it immediately, or it will destroy your dreams, it'll destroy your health, it'll destroy your finances, it will destroy your future. Fear can render you helpless and put a stop to all of God's plans for your life. Your future, your goals, everything through fear can stop you. Well, I don't want to spend the money because you never know what's going to happen. We might need it. Bang, there goes your dream. Why? Because of fear. Why? Because the liar spoke. And you listen to him rather than to him. Come on. And you know what? I'm talking to everyone at home as well. Please like us and share. Like us and share. Invite people. Tell them to come. We're going to tell them how to live victorious lives in the midst of chaos. In the middle of a storm, we can stand strong. And let me tell you what, there's a storm and a bigger one is coming. Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. Stick around and let's see when they try to bring the new Supreme Court judge. Just stick around. You think you've seen it? Wait. You think it's bad now? It's going to get worse. And then, depending on what happens with the elections, you may see, like you'll think it's Third World War. Yeah. It's not over. It's going to get crazier, but we can stand solid. We can stand solid on the word and the power of God. And we should stand solid. We should not fear, even if the economy crashes. Can God take care of you and your loved ones if the economy crashes? Let's say you stop getting an income completely. Can God take care of you? My God shall supply all my needs, all of my needs, healing, finances, peace, joy. My God will supply all of my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Not according to the economy crashing or the elections or your bank balance or your boss. No, according to His riches. Can God take care of you in the midst of a crash? Yeah. The economy can stall and stop dead. And let me tell you what, a lot of people want to go socialist. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's been tried. How many countries? My brother sitting in the back there is from Cuba. Does it work? Never. He's from Cuba. He knows. He's seen it. It does not work. The rich in Cuba. There are rich people in Cuba. But it's the government.
Hello. This is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more.